Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are continuing with our July theme of the last week of July. We're going to talk about when you have a judgment. So we've gone through the court system, pre-court steps, the cost, QCAT, and now you're at the point where you had a dispute, you've gone to court, you have a judgment in your favor, congratulations. Now, what the heck do you do with it? Okay. So you got a judgment. Fab. Interesting point to know that I always tell people is that you can have the most legitimate claim in the world. Your claim can be rock solid, ironclad, fantastic. But what is the recoverability of it? Okay. If you're going after a bankrupt, for example, there's no recoverability. If you're going past a shelf company, there's no guarantor, you're probably not going to get anything back unless it holds any assets, including cash. So it's really important. First up, I want to make this point very clear. Before you're starting proceedings, always look at recoverability because you can have a judgment, but you may not actually be able to enforce it. Which goes to my next step. You have 12 years to enforce a judgment in Queensland. That's what the Limitation of Actions Act gives you. 12 years. So when I talk about recoverability, I also say to people, you might not be able to recover now, but you will be able to recover later. So the first thing that I like to do when I have a monetary order in my client's favor is to send a letter to the other side saying, hey, here's our order. Your order might have a time to pay, it may not, but I will put in that letter a time to pay, provide them with my trust account details, and hopefully they pay whatever the monetary judgment was in their favor and we can all move on, okay? So that's like my number one to do. After that letter is ignored, then we turn to the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules 1999, which are the court rules in Queensland, and they tell us how we can go about enforcing a monetary order in Queensland. So the first thing to do is send a statement of financial position, and you need to do that before applying for an enforcement hearing. So you send a form that you can find on the court website. They've got 14 days to complete it and come back. If they don't respond to that form or they don't respond efficiently, you can apply for an enforcement hearing if needed. The idea of the statement of financial position and the enforcement hearing is really to get the detailed financial position of the person or the company that you're seeking enforcement from to figure out the best way to apply for an enforcement. Because under the UCPR, there are many different ways that you can enforce a monetary debt. They're very wide. So just by way of example, some of the warrants that you can apply for if it's appropriate is to seize and sell property, a redirection of debts, regular redirections from a financial institution, so taking money out of them, a redirection of earnings, so if they're entitled to some earnings, have those redirected to you, an order that they pay debt by installments. You can also have, appoint a receiver of a company. It's quite wide. And this is under the Uniform Civil Procedure Rules. So once you've done all that, you then make the appropriate application of how you want to enforce the monetary order. If you're looking at a company, a option for you to do is do a statutory winding up under the Corporations Act. And so you basically apply to wind up the company, you have a receiver appointed, and you become the highest secured creditor with your order. For an individual person, and lots of people want to do this, you can apply for them to be made bankrupt. So do a bankruptcy notice. And because if you have a judgment of over $5,000, you can do that quite easily. So there are quite a few options for you to do. One thing I like to tell my clients is that this is another step in the process, and it can be a costly step in the process. A lot of people will say to me, oh, well, I got costs ordered in my favor. Okay. Well, that's another process, but after you've figured out the costs, you then have to enforce it as well. So it's not kind of a one and done situation once you get the order in your favor. But the good thing is the Uniform Civil Procedure rules allow you like quite a wide kind of berth to decide what to do. I did want to tell a little anecdote story, and not to, I guess, oh, how do I say this? Not to scare everyone off, but I think it's important that everyone understands the realities of going to court and getting a monetary judgment or order, sorry, and what that means for you and what that can mean for you. So when I was working at a really large law firm, I did a pro bono matter for somebody. And that person, it was through QCAT, they did really well. They were successful in the QCAT hearing and they had an order, I think, in the vicinity of $20,000. So the person that they had the order against, they went through the enforcement process. They sent the statement of financial position and the person sent that statement of financial position back. And basically what it showed is that the person was in extremely poor financial position. They had significant medical issues and required, a significant, they were on a pension. They had significant medical bills because you have to list out, you know, your costs and everything. And what we ultimately decided for the client was it just wasn't worth enforcing. You know, she was definitely owed this money. She had the order, but unfortunately in this circumstance, it wasn't worth enforcing. This is a really sad point, I guess, for the justice system in Queensland. I see it happen all the time. People have really legitimate claims, but if you can't enforce it, if there's no recoverability, sometimes it's just not worth it. I know I said that people have 12 years to enforce and people do hang on to that in a way, but I also, you know, you need to be aware of the realities of going to court. You know, we've talked about costs earlier this month and now we're talking about kind of enforceability, and it is just really hard. And so that's why I think it's really important if there's something that you're entering into, a contract, an agreement, anything with someone, it is worth getting legal advice. It is worth asking the question. It is worth figuring out, can there be a guarantor? Is there some security behind this? Because at the end of the day, if there's no recoverability, then you really have lost. So really sorry to end that on a bad note. I'm sure if any of my clients, any of my dispute clients are listening, I always say to them, let me just take you on a little tangent of how there's no justice in the world, because things like that happen and it really is disheartening. So that's why I make sure that when a client comes to me with a dispute, we are robust. We make sure we look at every avenue. We try to settle if we possibly can. We are efficient. We don't go chasing ghosts. It's not my style. It's not my vibe. I want to make sure that you have a great result at the end of the day. And if I think you're not going to have one for whatever reason, including recoverability, I will tell you about it. So I hope that has pumped up the end of our podcast for this week. And July is over. So next month in August, we're going to talk about, we're switching gears and we're talking about gifting in your will. So the kind of gifts that you can give in your will. In the meantime, if you wanted to chat with me about anything we talked about in July, a dispute, your estate plan, estate disputes, you can hop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. Otherwise, have a fantastic, fantastic week. End of July. August winds, here we come. I'll speak to you then. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.